One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 39, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
One dime. One nickel. That's all it takes.
Takes for what?
Well, it takes just 15 cents to learn how X-Lax can help you toward your normal regularity. 15 cents is the price of the introductory size.
You know, I've heard about X-Lax since I was a kid. Never got around to trying it somehow.
Well, you should. X-Lax is America's largest selling laxative. It's the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. You just take pleasant-tasting chocolate at X-Lax at bedtime. It will not disturb your sleep. And it's so effective that the next morning you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. Seldom, if ever, will you need X-Lax the next day. So, when your system is irregular and you need a laxative, do what most people do. Take X-Lax. Take X-Lax today, feel better tomorrow. Remember, the introductory size costs just one dime and one nickel. Just 15 cents.
Use clean toothpaste, clean for people who can't brush their teeth after every meal.
Today, Penelope makes a decision. Mr. William Martin Herbert Pinky Murray parks his custom-built car in the garage at the family home, comes up the back steps and into the house, looking very spruce in well-tailored London tweeds, a Barcelona Homburg, and handmade shoes.
Old Floyd Ierson with his hard heart, tarred and feathered and furry. Hidey-ho, Grandfather. Miserable weather, people tell me, but I happen to like it.
A man from the FBI has been trying to get you.
Trying to get me or talk to me?
He's been trying to reach you on the telephone. I'm sorry to tell you that I misplaced his number. His name is Roger Leslie.
Okay, let's have the phone book. We'll call his office.
You have several other messages.
Thanks.
Among them, three young women with lovely voices. Miss Candy Bissell, Miss Karen Carrow Dodd, and Miss Cornelia Willingly.
Oh, isn't that a beautiful name for a beautiful dame? Miss Cornelia Willingly.
Where did you meet them?
They're models. They work for Penny.
Oh.
Oh, sure. When I'm in the money, I never go out with just one woman, Grandfather.
I see.
I surround myself with... Hello? FBI? Is this the Federal Bureau of... Oh. Well, this is Pinky Murray. Mr. Roger Leslie, please. I'll hold the phone. What was I talking about? Oh, now I remember. That's one thing I learned from dear old CZ. After he got in that mess with Mrs. Cotswold, you know, during the cocktail hour, she took a friendly remark for proposal. Well, sir... CZ said he was going back to his old system and never go out with less than three dolls at once. That's the only way a man with dough can stay a bachelor. Hello? Well, tell him I'm home. Seacliff 43373. Thank you. Bye. They'll locate him and he'll call me.
I never did hear all the details of how Mr. Martin got out of the trouble with the widow, Mrs. Cotsworth.
Well, I handled that for him.
Mother!
They're not here, Hazel. Come on in. Pinky's home.
Oh, good. Hello, dear.
Oh, what are you all dressed up for?
I'm flying to Twin Falls, Idaho at 6 o'clock. Paul's going to drive me to the airport. Dan insists I join him at Sun Valley. And part of the trip from the airport will be by sleigh. Doesn't that sound exciting?
Gosh. Sun Valley.
Isn't this rather sudden?
Yes, it is, Father. But Paul thought it might be wise for me to go. Where's Mother?
They went over to Betty's to help make three evening dresses. There's a deadline. They have to be finished before tomorrow night at 6.
Then I'll go over there for a moment.
Hey, you really look pretty eleganto.
Well, thank you. This suit's new. Dan picked it out.
Yeah. Daniel has changed his mind about Mrs. Duckworth, I take it.
Apparently so, Father. He urged me to come.
Is this Babe Duckworth? A platinum blonde, about 5'10", and willowy.
Do you know her, Pinky?
Well, I don't really know her, Mom, but I lifted her by the knees one night. I say I had her by the knees, and CZ and another guy, a violinist, had her by the shoulders, and we carried her out of the club toujours gay and put her in a cab.
Oh, intoxicated?
Well, either that or awful, awful tired.
Oh, goodness.
Maybe she's joined AA or something. She does have kind of a pretty face. Sort of gay and good-hearted. You know the type.
Hello, and goodbye.
What is it, Penelope?
I finally come to get my things, Grandfather. I'm moving back home. Hi there, everybody.
Hello, Penelope.
Yeah, I hear your folks are coming back.
End of the month. I want the house to be running smoothly, so I'm moving home ahead of time.
Alone?
Oh, I don't mind being alone, Grandfather. Pardon me, I'd better hurry. I've got a date. See you later.
Paul would like to speak to you. He's up in the studio.
Okay, I'll see him. Da-da-da-da.
And I'll run over to Betty's.
Yep, and I've got to change and go collect my harem.
If the FBI man misses you again, where would you be?
With three beautiful dolls at a ringside table at the club Cheval Real. Old for dancing with his...
Here we go again.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
Stand back, friend. We're going to blast.
You're going to blast what?
Swift has found a new way to make all sweet margarine.
Oh?
And we're going to announce it with a blast of dynamite. Boom! And then we say, folks, this is dynamite.
Oh, my.
New all sweet is now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever in the margarine.
That's it, New all sweet is now made with the natural flavor formula?
Yeah.
Why not just say that? New All Sweet is now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever in a margarine.
It won't work.
Clifford, you don't have to blast women with dynamite. Talk quietly to them.
Well...
Just say, New All Sweet is now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever.
Oh.
And right now, Swift will pay them 15 cents to try New All Sweet. Details are on the package at their grocer's.
What'll we do with all this dynamite?
Pinky, changing to dinner jacket in Teddy's old room, hears the murmur of voices in the adjoining studio, Paul's voice and Penelope's, and then at last, Paul's receding footsteps on the stairs. Pinky opens the door. Penelope is alone in the big room, stands thoughtfully at the tall north window, phone in hand.
Hidey-ho.
Well, Pinky, you looked like Uncle Cliff for a minute.
Oh, gosh, thanks. Quite a compliment.
He always stood very straight when he wore a dinner jacket. That is, he stood very straight when he first put it on. I don't know how he looked at the end of the evening. I was pretty young.
He looks great at the end of the evening. CZ and I saw a lot of him in Edinburgh. Well...
Have you heard from CZ?
No, not a word.
Anybody heard from him?
Not that I know of.
Oh, where was he going first, Pinky?
Hawaii. First Honolulu, then Lahulawai Lagoon.
You must be kind of a disappointment to him.
I can't help it, Penny. That's one thing I found out in Paris. You can have too much fun.
Hmm?
I mean it. The way CZ lives, it's all gaiety. 24 hours a day. Well, this is hard to take. There'd be mornings when I'd hear myself groan before I woke up. And I'd think, oh, brother, when I get up, I'm going to go out and have some more fun.
Oh, Pinky.
No, I'm not kidding. It's a harder chore than working. In fact, I like work. That is my own kind. Investments and deals. I enjoy that stuff. I'm a happy fella.
I hear there's an FBI man looking for you.
Don't say it that way. He wants to interview me, that's all. I'm not going to worry. Everything I've done is legal. I'm not going to worry. Want some help with your bags?
What bags?
Well, you said you were moving back home.
Uncle Paul talked me out of it.
Oh?
Did it ever occur to you he might be a mind reader?
He's a smart hombre, all right.
It's more than that. He has extrasensory perception.
They call that ESP. I read about it.
You're well read for one who moves around so fast.
Hey, did I interrupt something?
Pardon?
I didn't see the phone. Excuse me, you were going to make a call.
You have a touch of ESP yourself.
I have to have, the way I live. So long, Penny.
Bye.
Shall I close this door?
Please do. Hello, Bruce Conrad, please. Bruce? Hi there. I'm sorry, change in plan, so I can't go with you. I'm staying on here at Grandfather's. Uncle Paul. I had to. I'll tell you why when I see you. I'm driving in town anyway. Why don't I meet you at the Fairmont Hotel? Whenever you say. Of course, I'll be late. I'm always exactly 5 minutes late. Yes, always. And when I know you better, I'll tell you why.
More of the barbers in just a moment.
Caught cold? Listen.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take bromoquinine.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Bromoquinine.
More people have taken more bromoquinine cold tablets for more complete relief than any other cold tablet ever sold. For bromoquinine does more. Relieves stopped-up nose, aching muscles, fever, irregularity, headache, all those miseries, even of virus colds. Get more complete relief. Get bromoquinine brand cold tablets.
Have you had your soup today? Campbell's, of course. Campbell's, of course. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup. Have some Campbell's right now.
Make Campbell's vegetable beef soup a family treat every week at your house. It's full of hearty, downright good flavor. Campbell's vegetable beef soup has lots of fine, lean beef, plus fancy young green beans and plenty of other nourishing vegetables. Try it today.
Pinky Murray sits at the wheel of his custom-built 12-cylinder sports car in the driveway, warming up the motor. The picture of a successful young man about to drive off over the top of the world. He doesn't hear his grandfather at the back door, and the old gentleman is obliged to come out to the car.
Oh, sorry. Yes, Grandfather?
Mr. Roger Leslie is on the telephone and most anxious to talk to you. As a matter of fact, he said to ask if it would be possible to see you here or elsewhere within the next half hour. He's still on the line. I wasn't sure I could catch you.
Did he say what he wants?
No. They never do. Not on the telephone. An FBI man called on me one time, didn't breathe what he wanted on the telephone.
What did yours want?
He was trying to find a fellow I knew who hadn't paid his taxes.
Found him, I suppose?
Oh, yes. Found him, and the courts sent him off to jail. Come on, my boy. Hurry up. Mustn't keep him waiting.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse and features J. Anthony Smythe, Bernice Berwin, Paige Gilman, Russell Thorson, and Mary Adams. One Man's Family has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 40, Book 129, Big News at the Barber's, Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California.
Ginger Rogers and Lauren Bacall visit Monitor this weekend. Enjoy Monitor all weekend long over most of these NBC stations.